Well, hello,
audio boo.
This is Peggy, and just thought I would do a boo tonight. I'm sitting here in the kitchen finishing my glass of wine with dinner, and I was thinking a lot about Shannon's tweet about cooking and being a good cook or not. I am not a good cook either, Shannon. I don't know if you're listening to this, but I wouldn't starve. And before I knew Dan, when I used to live here in this house and my parents were away traveling, I would do a lot of TV dinners. I would do a lot of, I would buy steak, and my dad told me how to cook a steak, and I learned how to do that, and maybe eat some mixed vegetables with it, sometimes a potato. I don't know how to do a whole lot. You know, I can do a meatloaf. I'm not too familiar with our new oven that we've gotten since then, because Dan does most of our cooking. So, you know, I have no doubt that I could learn enough about our new oven that I wouldn't starve, but I am not by any means a gourmet or really experienced cook who can just throw together a meal that's just sumptuous and wonderful, which is kind of difficult for me as a person who married into a family where a lot of the women are real excellent cooks and very creative and do it so easily and so naturally. I tried to learn to cook as I was growing up. When I was in high school, I mean, I would just pore over recipe books and Braille recipes and try to learn stuff, but my mom found it really hard to watch my attempts and didn't, you know, it was just easier for her to do it, so she just did it. I took a cooking class at the Society for the Blind, but I learned a little bit, but things like flipping, the cooking teacher would hold my wrist and help me flip, which was, you know, all well and good, but she wasn't going to be at my house when I cooked, so it didn't really teach me a whole lot. And then,
pause recording.
Where are we?
2:19.
Then when I got engaged to Dan, my mom, who was found it difficult to let me experiment with cooking, said, "Now, Peggy, get up here and help, you know, cook these sausages for breakfast. You're going to be a married woman." You know, all of a sudden it was this terrible thing that I didn't know how to cook. And then when I was on maternity leave, and Dan was working and I was home all day, she'd say, "Well, why don't you cook him a chicken? He works all day and you're just sitting around." And it's like, "Well, that's fine. How do you cook a chicken?" You know, so I've had some negative experiences with, you know, shame on you for not knowing how to cook better. I doubt that I will ever really be any kind of a gourmet or fancy cook. I'd like to learn to do more, but I have no doubt that I would learn to do what I needed to do should Dan not be around. But
time remaining. 1:14.
But since, you know, to fight against it and say, no, I, as the woman, should learn how to cook, you know, it would be more of a burden for Dan and me because it's just so natural for him to cook. And trying to teach me how after we both had a long day, you know, it just seems like, why are we doing this? Who are we trying to please? You know, why not just do what we're good at and leave it that way instead of trying to fulfill a role that we think we should fulfill? So anyway, I'm about ready to run out of audio boo time, but those are just some brief, I really should get longer audio boo, but those are just some of my brief thoughts. Just wanted to say, Shannon, you're not alone. Hope everyone's having a good evening. Bye-bye.
Pause recording. 0:12. Pause recording.